Report: White House actively looking to dump Anthony Fauci amid revealed emails and flip-flopping. By Wendell Hasebo on June 2, 2021. The White House is actively looking to dump Dr. Anthony Fauci amid recent flip-flopping and released emails that show further contradictions on the pandemic response. Jack Posobiec shared on Instagram the Biden administration is discussing an exit strategy for the highest-paid federal employee, and who the Democrats have praised as a truth-teller. Breitbart's political editor Matt Boyle was also interviewed on America First with Sebastian Gorka on May 27, in which Boyle said he would not be surprised if the Democrats would sacrifice Fauci to save their credibility on the issue of the origins of coronavirus. Fauci, who has dropped in confidence by 42.2% since last year, has been the center of a series of news cycles by flip-flopping in congressional hearings, along with media outlets releasing Fauci emails via the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. For example, emails show Fauci scrambled in February 1, 2020, to determine if the United States had any potential role in funding coronavirus research abroad after he denied the United States had funded research in China. Emails reveal Fauci recommended canceling religious services March 5, 2020, but approved campaign rallies and cruise ships for the healthy 4 days later. Another string of emails shows Fauci reportedly describing mask wearing as not really effective in a February 5, 2020 email to Sylvia Burwell, president of American University and former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, just months before stating the data is very, very clear that individuals should wear masks. And despite former President Donald Trump pointing to intelligence that said China was responsible for the coronavirus outbreak, Fauci and Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director George Gao emailed each other in March of 2020 depicting a cozy relationship with his Chinese counterpart. Moreover, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, also declared May 25 that Dr. Fauci committed perjury May 12 over his gain-of-function comments related to Communist China's lab. Paul was asked on Real America's Voice, "Do you believe he, Fauci, perjured himself?" "Absolutely," Paul said. "He lied to the American people." Paul demanded May 26 that Fauci should be made to testify under oath about if the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology's gain-of-function research. Several Republicans on May 26 demanded Fauci be fired over flip-flopping on Wuhan lab funding and introduced legislation called the Fauci Incompetence Requires Early Dismissal Act, which is necessary for Fauci's termination. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, wrote in a statement about Fauci's firing, "Dr. Fauci represents everything that President Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address, the scientific technical elite steering the country toward their own ends. Americans have had decades of Dr. Fauci's leadership, and he publicly failed to respond appropriately to the COVID-19 pandemic. It is time for him to step aside so that new leadership can follow the science and start reopening America." Indeed, Senator Paul tweeted June 2, "Told you," Paul said, using the hashtag #FireFauci. "Can't wait to see the media try to spin the Fauci FOIA emails," he continued.